killer, 47, who strangled his wife is denied parole for a third time. From dailymail.co.uk by Elmira Tartarova for Mailerly. Published, 11:48 GMT, May 22, 2022. Updated, 11:50 GMT, May 22, 2022. A killer who murdered his wife, dismembered her and dumped her body parts in different places 24 years ago has been denied parole for the third time. Mitchell Cuey, 47, received a life sentence after he strangled 21-year-old Lizzie Cuey in 1998 and then scattered her remains across Southport, Merseyside. He was jailed in January 2001 and ordered to serve at least 17 years of his sentence before he could be considered for parole. But the parole board has once again refused a release due to Cuey being aggressive towards others and concerns about involvement with drugs. While his wife's disappearance was being investigated, Cuey staunchly denied any involvement. The killer had initially pretended that Lizzie went missing, going so far as to claim that she walked out on him and her two children. Mitchell Cuey, pictured, 47, received a life sentence after he strangled his wife Lizzie in 1998 and then scattered her remains across Southport, Merseyside. He was not charged with his wife's murder until 2000. Cuey's brother Elliot helped him hide Lizzie's body parts around the seaside town, and was later handed a 7-year sentence. Her dismembered torso was found in a sealed black bin bag near a Southport funfair, and the victim's arms and legs, also wrapped in bin liners, were discovered in bushes next to a railway line less than half a mile from the semi-detached home in Stamford Road, Birkdolly, where the couple lived. According to the decision summary following a parole hearing, reports gave examples of incidents when he had acted on grievances despite the prisoner's improvements in some areas, the Liverpool Echo writes. The killer had initially pretended that Lizzie, pictured, went missing, going so far as to claim that she walked out on him and her two children, it added. Professional staff had identified the need for further interventions to address Mr. Cuey's risks in relationships, and the risk of violence if he became preoccupied with a specific problem, struggled to deal with it, and still lacked the capacity to be in full control of his emotions. Reports also suggested he needed to work on developing more open and trusting relationships with staff, according to the outlet. The panel also didn't recommend that Cuey, who is currently in a high security category A prison, be transferred to an open or low security facility. Cuey's brother Elliot, left, helped him hide Lizzie's body parts around the seaside town, and was later handed a 7-year sentence. A spokesperson for the parole board told the Liverpool Echo, "We can confirm that a panel of the parole board refused the release of Mitchell Cuey following a parole review. The panel also refused to recommend a move to open conditions. Parole board decisions are solely focused on what risk a prisoner could represent to the public if released and whether that risk is manageable in the community. Protecting the public is our number one priority. Under current legislation, he will be eligible for a further review in due course. The date of the next review will be set by the Ministry of Justice."